Thank you very much. Good morning. I would like to take you on a short story on an experiment that we call the artificial soil experiment. And most of the work was done by Gertje Pronk, now in Canada, Cordula Vogling, now at Dresden University, and Katja Heister, now at Utrecht University. Our aim was to understand the development of soil aggregation, as we think this is a major controlling factor for carbon stabilization in soils. And our hypotheses were that the mineral composition of a soil would control the formation of the structure in macro and micro aggregates, and that the mineral composition would also be decisive for the amount and the composition of organic matter associated with the fine fraction. And so I will show data on macro aggregation and micro aggregation, or even sub-micro aggregate structures. The experimental approach we took was that we tried to form soils from different mineral composition, and the components were either single ones, montmorillonite, illite, ferrihydrite, or two component ones, mixtures of the phyllosilicate clays. We also had one with charcoal. We had mixtures of clays with ferrihydrite, and also mixtures of clay, ferrihydrite, and charcoal. And we always incubated these at the same amount of clay fraction within a matrix of quartz sand and quartz silt with sterilized manure. And we did this incubation for quite some month. And at the start of the incubation, we immediately saw that there is some occlusion of surfaces due to physical interactions. After 6 months, we saw a structure developing. We found that most of the soil material already was in macro aggregates and in micro aggregate structures. And there was a quite strong effect of the different mineral surfaces on the microbial community composition. Also the charcoal, this all had quite some effect. After 12 months, the microbial activity already had strongly decreased. There was a maximum for the macro aggregation, and after 18 months, there was a decline of the macro aggregate structure. But what we also found, that there was no effect of the minerals on the CO2 release. It was all the same. There was no effect on the amount of aggregates formed or the amount of organomineral associations formed. So, we were quite disappointed in the beginning because the outcome was completely different to what we had expected. But as we realized that this structure started to decline, although the manure was not completely decomposed, we did a second, what we called a second phase experiment. This was the first one, 560 days, and we added again to this material that already had developed the structure, sterilized manure. And we sampled again at then in total 842 days. And what we found then was that there is quite an effect, and this is the amount, the mass percent of macro aggregates larger than 2 millimeters. And we found an effect of the presence of montmorillonite. This is the montmorillonite samples. This is the illite. And this is all the illites, the blue ones. So the other ingredients did not have an effect, but the two different clay minerals then showed an effect. And the same was then found with the microbial community structure, that the montmorillonite samples are different, with exception of this one, with the charcoal. Maybe the charcoal has some effect. But most of the montmorillonite samples are here, and the illite ones are here. That this also means that the microbial community that develops then finds probably a different habitat and is differentiated only between these two components. This is the respiration rate, and this is the first part, the 500 days, and you see that it's basically controlled by the manure substrate. We couldn't find any significant differences in the respiration rate. This is all the different components, and the second phase incubation, as you may have noticed, it's only with a limited number of these components. But if we look at that, then we find, this is again the first part, and this is then the second part, we find a strong effect on the release of the carbon, and there's much more carbon that is released than if the manure is added to the soil system that has already developed the structure. And so if you look at the respiration after 280 days and compare the first and the second phase, you see that there's always a stronger, much more CO2 released after the second manure addition. And it seems that the manure decomposition is much more efficient if there is an established soil structure. Some NMR spectra of the fine fraction. We also had in the beginning, and I'm only showing this after 28 months, but they look quite similar after the first phase. We had this hypothesis that the mineral composition would also affect the composition of the organic matter that is formed. And without going into detail with the NMR spectra, they are all similar. There's no difference. This is the one with charcoal, and there's a strong aromatic peak, which obviously is coming from the charcoal. But all the other spectra, they are very similar. So there was no effect, and even after the second edition, there is no effect on the composition of the organic matter, and it seems that the fine fraction composition is not controlled by the mineral materials that are present. For example, there is no effect if some of the illite here is replaced by ferrihydrite and you have an illite ferrihydrite mixture. The amount and the composition of the material is quite similar. It also looks quite similar to what we find in natural soils. But we have a much higher peak here, this peak, which is indicative of proteinaceous material. And so in this early phase of formation of organomineral associations, obviously proteinaceous materials are preferentially sorbed. This is why I was asking for the nitrogenous components. And this is consistent with the model that Markus Kleber has developed, and Thomas Boyk has shown that before, which has a high protein component. Still, the CN ratio in the model, if you look at the CN ratio, is around 18 or 20, and probably there's even more nitrogen-containing components in that. So, to summarize, the soil structure formation via the association of the organic and the mineral materials is produced in the same amount from the different parent materials. So we think there's redundant mechanisms that exist for the formation of soil structures. The effect of the phyllosilicate minerals became only evident in the emergent soil system. There was no effect of the mineral surfaces on organic matter composition in the fine soil fractions. The pure minerals with the clean surfaces showed a different behavior compared to the same minerals when established in a soil-like system. So I don't want to say that we should not do these pure mineral studies. I think they are very helpful if we want to elucidate the mechanisms of binding also. But I think we could go a step further with experiments where we try to simulate the soil system. And the aggregate formation also is enabled the establishment of a specific microbial community that was different for the different clay minerals. The effect of charcoal and oxides we saw in the beginning, but this quite declined. And the microbial community in the second phase was more efficient in degrading the substrate. With this, I would like to thank you for listening. And I was funded by the priority program Biogeochemical Interface in Soils, which was coordinated by Kai Toche, who's in the audience. And without him, this program wouldn't have worked out. Thank you very much.
The chemical composition of organic matter on the surface is based on NMR, was not here.
Yeah, I agree.
It's important to say that NMR, basically sum all the different carboxylic groups compounds, all the different aromatic compounds.
Yeah, I completely agree. I completely agree. If you go in a finer detail, I guess that the lipids are maybe different and the carbohydrates are maybe different.
But
I agree.
Thanks, Ingrid. You showed that in the second phase the organic matter was processed more effectively by the microbes, but mm-hmm. that was a respiration response. So mm-hmm. do you really know that? So they respired more, but maybe they had less effective stabilization in microbial products or something like that. Or how do you?
It's based on the carbon in the system. So I think, and it's also based on the microbial carbon that is in the biomass. So I think it's.
Okay, so you had some microbial biomass measurements as well.
Yes. I didn't show because of the 12-minute problem.
Yes. So I want to follow up on that question about the increased activity in the more structured soil. I'm wondering, was there any ability to go back and look at, carbon that was accumulating within the structures where you had got this possible protection mechanism? Were you able to go back and look, or was the time frame of the experiment too short to see if you had pockets of carbon?
I probably didn't get.
Did you go back in the experiment and look at the structures and see if you had carbon being protected inside these newly formed aggregates? Were different size fractions of the aggregates more or less enriched in carbon?
We only looked at only at the fine fraction. The residue is quite. It's not different in composition. Also only looked at with NMR, but the effect was minor.